Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Babli Daf Yud Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Veis at the Mishnah. Ukshu Menachem Esachirim Derech Kol Am Oivim V'Derech Azeh V'Memune M'Matzoi Benoi Levein Am. When he consoles others, everyone passes one after the other, and the scan is on one side of him, and everyone else is on the other side. Kushu Menachem Esachirim Kol Am Oivim Loi Anu Kaparoscha V'Hu Oivim Elohim Tifbaruchu Min HaShemayim. When others console him, they say, "We are an atonement for you to bear what should have come upon you," and he says, "You should be blessed from Shemayim." When they give to him the meal of Havor, which is the first meal after the burial, then they sit on the ground and he sits on a bench. The Gemara says, "Hada Amma Sarsal Imboi Mishum Kriyas Amita Kohen Gol Chayev Kriyas Amita." The Gemara says, "We can infer this teaches that a bench is not subject to the law of inverting the bed, means he sits on it normally, and we infer this because the Kohen Gadol is obligated to invert his bed like everyone else." Tani ein moitzim et hamis samach lekriyas shema elim kein hekdimu sha'achas o yirchu sha'achas kedei sheikru v'yispa'u. The Brisa says we don't take out a mace for burial close to the time of kriyas shema, rather they must take it out a while before the time or a while after the time to enable people to say shema and pray. V'atanin kovetz hamis v'chazu. The Gemara asked from the Mishnah if they buried the mace and returned, if people in the line of consolation can read Shema before the Avelim reach them, etc. This shows that burial was shortly before the time of Kriya Shema. The Gemara answered that they thought that there's a time to bury it before the time, and there was no time. Tani, Yisayasayved, V'chol ha'asukim v'hesped mafsikim l'Kriya Shema. The Tosefta says that the eulogizer and all engaged in the eulogy interrupt for Kriya Shema, but not for Tefillah. A case occurred, and Arubim interrupted for Kriya Shema and Tefillah. The Gemara asks from the Mishnah that if people in the line can begin and finish Shema before they're able to reach them, etc., and if not, they don't begin, so how can you say that we interrupt? The Gemara answers that the Mishnah discussed the first day of burial, the Tosefta teaches about a eulogy on the second day. Amar Mishmur Bar Avduma, Veshu Nichnas Le Knesses Umarsan Oindin Le Tfila, Yimedesh Yochel Gemar Adjo Yaskel Shleach Sivo, Lanois Omen Yispalo, Yimlav Al Yispalo. Mishmur Bar Avduma said that one who enters the base of Knesses and finds people standing in Tfila, Mishmur Eser, if he knows that he can finish before the Shleach Sivo will begin the Chazal Sashat, so he'll be able to answer Omen, then he prays with them. If not, he does not pray with them until after he's answered Chazos HaShavs. Be'ezer Omein Omu, Train Amarayim, Chad Omer Shel Hakel HaKodesh, V'chad Omer Shel Shemea Tfila B'chol. Which Omein did he discuss? Two Amarayim argued about this. One said the Omein of the Bracha of Hakel HaKodesh, and one said the Omein of Shemea Tfila on a weekday. Tani Yuvyed Omer, Im Hayukulon Omdim B'shua, Mishun Kvoid, The Brisa brings from Rav Yehuda that if they were all standing in the line, those standing for honor of the Avelim are obligated to recite Shema, those due to Avelis, means relatives of the mace, are exempt. When they began to eulogize, those who see the Avelim, means they stand in the inner row, are exempt, those who do not see are obligated. Our Mishnah taught that when the Kohen Gadol consoles others, everyone passes one after the other, and the Memunah, the appointed one, is between him and everyone. This is like the Mishnah Rishonah. What was learned that people on the inside are exempt and people on the outside are obligated is like the Mishnah Achreina. Said that initially families stood and the Avelim passed. When quarrels arose about who will be in front, in Sipori, Rav Yosi enacted that the families pass and the Avelim stand. But Shmuel of Sefasta said, the matter returns to the old custom. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Melech Leidon Gleidon Enoisei, Leimev Lemeidin Oisei. A king does not judge, and we don't judge him, and he does not testify, and others do not testify about him. He doesn't do chalitza, and we don't do chalitza to his widow. He does not do yibum, and we don't do yibum to his widow. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he wants to do chalitza or yibum, he may, and he's paid for it. The Chacham say, no, we don't allow him to, even if he wishes. One may not marry the king's widow. Rabbi Yehuda says a king may marry another king's widow, because as we find that David married Shaul's widow, as the pasuk says, Shmuel beis pek yud beis pasuk ches, and I gave you the house of your master and your master's wives in your midst. And the Gemara says, Lo dam v'haksi bei David oisem mishpat v'stok halachal amai tamei achin. The Gemara asks, well, how can the Mishnah say that he does not judge? It says in the pasuk in Shmuel beis pek ches pasuk tezvav, and David administered justice and charity for all his people. So how could this be? How could you say that a king cannot judge? The first explanation we give is that we say from here this pasuk that he judged and acquitted the innocent and obligated the guilty, meaning that if the one who obligated was poor, David gave to him from his own money. It turns out that he did judgment with this one and stocker with that one. Rabbi Omer Hayadon Vizikeh Zakai Mechir Vachayev Malah Lavamokem Keilu Asa Stocker in Machayev Shahitzi Gevela Miyadei. And the second expression says Rabbi is that he judges and acquits the innocent and obligates the guilty. Hashem considered as if he did stocker even with the one who is obligated, because he removed theft from his hand. V'loy Dan Noisai Hashem Melefanecha Mishpati Yetzi. The Mishnah said that we don't judge him, and it's based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek and Zion, pasuk base, may my judgment come forth from before you. It means only Hashem will judge him. V'yitzchak b'shem Rabbi Hamelech v'tzibor nidonim lefanav b'chol yom sh'ne'emar la'aseh mishpat avdo y'mishpat amo yisol t'vayem v'yomai. Rabbi Yitzchak, quoting Rabbi, says the king and the Sibor are judged in front of Hashem every day, as the pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, in Perek Hef pasuk Nun Tes, Hashem will do justice for the cause of his servant and the cause of his people, Yisrael, each day on its day. Rabbi Yudin Aimeh in Ratzalach Leit, the Yabim Zaholatev. Rabbi Yudin said that if the king wants to do Chalitza or Yibim, he's paid for this. Amulai im Aimeh at Kein Nimses Pagim Kvayt HaMelech. Rabban rejected that. They said, if you say so, he blemishes the honor of the king. One may not marry a king's widow, nor his divorcee, and we learn it from the pasuk about David HaMelech's Pelagshim, with whom Avshalom had relations, and they remained bound as widows with the husband still alive until the day of their death. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Pavi, b'shem Rabbi Pavi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, melamed shehaya David, lekal asam, lekashtasam, machnisam lefanav b'chol yom, bo'im el yitzayava, ta'avasa, dvar ha'asalach, chayecha sheni, mat ivcha, davar ha'mutalach. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pavi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said a teacher that David used to command them to braid their hair and adorn themselves and enter in front of him every day, and he said to his yitzayava, you desired something forbidden to you, I swear I will make you desire something that is permitted to you. Meaning that even though technically the pelagshim that Avshalom had relations with were permitted to David, he prohibited them on himself. Rabban the Kisoin Amrin Asuris Mamash Haya Umar Kli Hedjut Shnistamish Bahen Hedjut Asa Lemelech Shnistamish Bay Kli Hamelech Shnistamish Bahen Hedjut Eno Din Shehi Hamelech Asa Lishamish Bahen. Rabban of Kisoin said that they were truly forbidden. If a commoner's kalim means wives, which a commoner used, a king may not use them, then kalim of the king, which a commoner Avshalom used, all the more so the king may not use them. Rav Yudin Omer Noisa HaMelech Amonos HaMelech Shemaitzinu V'Dovid Shenosa Amonos Shol Shenema V'Etna Lecha Espeis Adonecha V'Esmeshe Adonecha V'Chaitecha Zu V'Shesei Meirav V'Michal V'Ritzpa. Rav Yudin said in the Mishnah that the king may marry widows of the king, because we find that David HaMelech married Shaul's widow, as we brought from the Pasuk, and I will give you the house of your master and the wives of your master. And it refers here to Merav, Michal, and Ritzbah. Merav and Michal were Shaul's daughters, and Ritzbah was Shaul's Pelegesh. Shloisha bonim ha'ila chetzoin, d'chiv, v'ni chetzoin, yurachmiel, v'eslam, v'eskalugi. Chetzoin had three sons, as the Pasuk says, and the children of Chetzon were Yerachmiel, Ram, and Kalubi, which is a Pasuk in Devarim Aleph, Peg Beis, Pasuk Tet. Who Yerachmiel, Kadmoy, asked the Gemara, was Yerachmiel his first son? But the Pasuk lists Ram's sons before Yerachmiel's sons. And as Shinasi Isha Goya, Nis Ateba, the Chivet Vati, Isha Acheres Yerachmiel, Vishma Atara, he, Im Oines Yerachmisa, Anina, Lasech Beisai. And the answer is rather, Yerachmiel married a non-Jewish woman to aggrandize himself, as the Pasuk says, that's in Divrei Yomim Aleph Perek Beis, Pasuk Chavav, and it says over there that the now Yerachmiel had another wife whose name was Atara, and they expound that Atara means that he did it to make himself grand. She was the mother of Onam, says the Pasuk, and we also expound from there that she entered mourning into his house. Ram hoiled es Aminadov, Aminadov hoiled es Nachshon, and Nachshon hoiled es Shlomo, and Shlomo Shamayin hoiled es Boaz, and Boaz nasa es Ruth. It says that in the early Pasuk in Pasuk Yud, and Ram begot Aminadov, and Aminadov begot Nachshon, and the next Pasuk says, and Nachshon begot Salma, and Salma begot Boaz, and we know that Boaz married Ruth. Hanavel asi min de Kaluvi. Hama Naval, Leif B'Yisrael, Baal Tabin, Sagim B'Yisrael. Naval, which is Abigail's first husband, comes from Kaluvi, which is Kalev. Naval said, no one in Yisrael had better lineage than me, totally from Yisrael. Lineage from Chetzon's other sons is blemished. Yochim married a non-Jewish woman, and Naval thought that a Moavis, which is Ruth, is forbidden. Hadahu Dechseir, Ve'ish B'Ma'ayn, Ve'Maseir B'Kamel, Ve'ish Gadam Oid, V'hu Kaluvi da'asi min Kaluvi. And our source is the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph in Pechof Hei Pasuk Beis, where it says, and there was a man in Ma'on whose possessions were in Kamel, and the man was very great. And the end of the next Pasuk says, V'hu Kaluvi, and he was from Kalev. V'yishma David at the Midrash, ki goyzez novel, v'amaltem, kolechai, l'kiyuma, v'ata shalom, v'goyme. And then the next prophet, Prophet David, says, and David heard in the desert that Naval was shearing a sheep. And then Prophet Bob, it says, and David sent the message, and you shall say to him, so shall you be living next year, and may peace be to you, etc. Amrav Yusta, Bar Shunam, Naasu Machane, Vayar Naval es Avde David Vagayme. Rav Yusta, Bar Shalom, says they made an encampment, Be'anuchu, the Pasuk means they encamped over there. Yerushalmi learns from here that an encampment must have at least 10 people, as the Pasuk mentioned before, that there were 10 youth that David sent. What's the source that in capital cases we begin from the side, not from the biggest chacham? Shmuel HaZaken said in front of Rabbi Acha, quoting from the Pasuk here, that David said to his people, each man girded his sword, and also David girded his sword. Vayad Bahem, Marviyad Bahem. The Pasuk says, and it says there in Pasuk Yedalad, Vayad Bahem, which literally means that he drove them away. What is the meaning of Vayad Bahem? Afkhem Emilin, Naval verbally cast them away. Va'ata doi ve'i ma ta'asi, v'tif goshoi sam, yila v'shukar al chula oira, Atif Goshoisam Hukru Kulam. And then we have the Pasuk there, Pasuk Yudzayin, and it says, and now know and see what you will do, for the evil has been decided upon against our master, etc. The Pasuk says a phrase at the end of Pasuk Chof there, which means, and she met them, means that she revealed her thigh, or became revealed, and they went La'ira, meaning, they all saw Kerry similar missions. Ma iske de kalba mashtim de kasla, hafilu al kalba lina chayis. And then we quote where it says in Pasuk Chof Aleph, and David said, surely in vain have I watched all this fellow has in the desert. And at the end of Pasuk Chof Beis it says, Umashtin akir. And he said that Hashem should remove all of the enemies and not leave behind even one dog. Why did he mention not leaving a dog, which urinates on a wall? He would not have mercy to leave alive even a dog. Abigail es David v'goymeh, it says that Abigail saw David. Amalei mori David ana ma'avdis b'nai ma'avdun b'irai ma'avad. He said to my master David, what did I do? What did my children do? What did my animals do? Amalam ibn shikil al-ma'achus David. Amalei u'melech ata. Amalei v'loi meshchani shmur b'melech. Amalei adayin ma'nita d'maran shol kayim. He said to her, it's because he cursed Malchus David. So she said to him, are you a king? And he told her, didn't Shmuel anoint me to be king? She told him, the mintage of our master Shaul is still around. Your kingship was not publicized. Va'ani amasecha teaches that he asked to have relations with her. Immediately she took out her stain and showed it to him that perhaps she has become a nidah. Amalav hiwain ksam balaila, amalei vlayishmu avnecha mashificha medabe ksamim einway balaila, din the pasha is done in balaila, amala kva nigma dinaim vajim. He said to her, do we inspect stains at night? And she said to him, do your ears not hear what your mouth says? We don't inspect stains at night, but we do judge capital cases at night. And he told her that we already finished his judgment during the day. Amalav vlaytiyah zayst lecha lapuka. And the blazer, Pikpuke Dwayim Hayasham. The blazer says she told him in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, let this not be to you as a stumbling block. And there were Pikpuke Dwayim, dubious matters, means David's opinion that he is king and he may kill Nabal for rebellion, and ultimately it will cause skepticism about whether you are proper to be king there. I believe we have Avar Parshisa, Avar Vizera, Mevaked Lechevaya, Alon Vishaman, Kale Duri Levi, Dorash Deleit Efshalei, Dehu Mafka Parshasah Delei Rebun Al Umar Loi Loi. Rabbi Levi was expounding the parasha. Rabbi Zeira insisted that Talmidim come to hear Rabbi Levi, because impossible that he would expound without saying Chidushim. One Talmid entered and heard that he expounded this parasha of Abigail and told them, no, it's Agada, you will not hear Chidushim. Vesham Rabbi Zeira Umar Oif Ba'agadzei Is Rebun Lapuka Pikpuke Drohim Hayusham. They have heard and said that even in Agada there are chidushim, as we have this pasuk Lavuka, which he expounded, that there were pikpuke dvarim there, as we mentioned. Amalei kat tepuk pakpukaseich, yu oimim olecha, shesheshat magale arayas and lechshol leiv. Ata oimid le kashel beishis ish, mutav achas leishtaim, adisa ruba min hadar, which is a loitehe da kadar. He told him, when the matter will become known, people will say about you that you transgress Avayas. You are destined to stumble with a mad woman, which is Bathsheba. It's better that you have one Avera and not two. The future Avera is greater than this. People should not say that this is like this. It means this, that also now you have relations with me before Nabal died. The Lishpech Dam, the Pasuk says, in the future you will rule over Yisrael, and they will say that he murdered what you said, that anyone who curses Malchus is double as Chayav Misa, you are still lacking the throne, and your kingship wasn't publicized. The Lechate es Amasecha Malamache Pagma Adzma, the Kinship Pagma Adzma, Pagma Hakosav. The whole Kriya at Kri Abigail, Baal Me'adain, Sukha, Vayeme David, La Abigail, Vachashem Vagayme. And you remember your maidservant teaches that she made herself Hefker, which means while she was still married, she hinted to David that he should marry her after Nabal will die. Since she did so, the verse detracted from her name, because everywhere else one reads Abigail with a yod towards the end, except this verse here where it says, and David said to Abigail, Baruch Hashem, and the word Abigail is written without the second yod. Nibai Vedamim means you stop me from transgressing, Dam Nida, and murder.